Hey there, it's Coach Steph. Let's start with our meditation and get right into our lesson for the day.
Transformation, it started in my mind. Transformation, it moved to my soul.
All right, grab your tea and your coffee and let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am super excited to get into this intro episode. So we're going to be talking about universal laws. We're also going to be talking about them from both a biblical perspective and as well as a metaphysical perspective. And I am super excited to start this podcast series with these particular topics. So before I get into the universal laws, I wanted to do an episode to really get it seated into your soul and into your mind, the kind of journey we're going to go on and what they are and what they are not. So let's get into it. Universal laws were created by God. They are not the same as spiritual laws. Spiritual laws require a personal level of faith for them to work and operate properly. But universal laws just operate, regardless of a spiritual awareness or practice. Universal laws undergird the fabric of all creation, energetic, physical, relational, and emotional. Again, these laws operate independent of faith or belief. They operate without God making a decision. For instance, the law of gravity always works. No one jumps off of their car and has to pray to keep from floating upwards. But many people jump out of their car, not paying attention, stumble downwards, and break their ankle. Then, because of religious teaching, they begin to question why God did this or allowed it. This simply happened because we were reckless with the universal law. Another example of this is evaporation. Evaporation happens when a liquid turns into a gas. It can easily be visualized when rain puddles disappear on a hot day or when wet clothes dry in the sun. In these examples, the liquid water is not actually vanishing. It is evaporating into a gas called water vapor. All of this just happens without a religious or spiritual belief system. Universal laws are put into place for our benefit, but when we don't recognize them, we are often hurt and attempt to attach a spiritual significance to them. Then God gets blamed every day for our carelessness around universal laws. Likewise, God's word offers his wisdom about how to manage money and establish loving relationships, but we ignore them and then are somehow amazed that we face consequences. God's word and wisdom are based on the laws of life, not laws in a legalic sense. Ignoring the laws of life would be like seeing a stop sign. You know it's against the law to run it, but you speed through it, you have an accident, and perhaps somebody dies. Then you're angry at God, wondering why he let this happen. You understand the difference? Here's a quick list of different ways to understand what universal laws are. You may want to grab a pen and paper or open up your notes app on your phone. You can always stop and replay. Universal laws are the way we manifest. Universal law are the axioms of life. Universal laws are the modes of operation of the creative process of life, which is the unfoldment of thought through universal laws into physical form. Universal laws work as a triune nature, spirit, soul, and body. That is where we get the Trinity from, not some religious construct that was made up to fit a narrative so that Genesis could make more sense. The triune nature is spirit, soul, and body. Universal laws are informed and directed by spirit, which could also be your higher self or your soul self, which is the first cause of all creation. Universal laws are the way energy is formed into physical existence. Universal laws are the principles and physics of how we manifest and demonstrate. Universal laws are how the absolute fractionalized into the relative. Universal laws work without exception, equally and impersonally. The extent to which you create in accordance with the universal law is the degree to which you will experience your divine power. The extent to which you invert your use of energy in the universal law is the degree to which you will experience feeling powerless. Consciousness informs universal law through the soul, the subjective mind, and in turn informs universal law and energy in the physical realm. There are a total of 52 universal laws that we will be discovering. So I invite you to join me every Tuesday right here on the Temple Alchemy Podcast and begin to find the wisdom of the universal laws from a biblical perspective and how to make the universal laws work for you instead of against you in your natural life. The first one we will discuss is the Bible and the universal law of pure potential. This is one of my favorite universal laws. We will talk about what the law is, and then I will show you where the law is in the Bible. Then we will explore how you can change your perspective about this law and begin to embrace it in both your physical and spiritual life. Be sure to subscribe to the Temple Alchemy Podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. I prefer Spotify. And as a special gift, beginning next Tuesday, you can check me out on YouTube to get a personal effect and actually see me while I'm recording the podcast teachings. I am so excited to begin this journey of transformation with you and honored that you would allow me to guide you. Until next time, walk in truth and healing, Coach Steph.